Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Showtime. How y'all feel? T-T-F-F. Motivate, hostile. Motivate, motivate, motivate.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome back to the show. Shane and Bruce with you here on a Wednesday, here on your station for Sports KFH, and your home for KU Sports. Midweek edition of our visit with Brian Haney, the play-by-play voice of the Jayhawks. He's joining us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Wasn't enough to play a near-perfect game against Milwaukee last night, Brian, but Ochai Agbaji and Devon Dotson, all they wanted to talk about was that alley-oop dunk that Agbaji turned into a 180-degree dunk. And I found it humorous that he noted, I just jumped and I was like, man, I might as well. When it came to turning it into a 180-degree reverse alley-oop dunk. That must be nice, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. And he put on quite a show against the program that kind of raised him or birthed him. If you think about it, it was a product of Wisconsin-Milwaukee basketball circa 1991 to 94 that is why Ochai Agbaji even exists. His mom was a four-year letter winner there. His dad played in 91 and 92. That's where they met, where they fell in love, and where Ochai probably thought he might go for part of his upbringing. But then he just burst onto the scene and broke out in his senior season there in Kansas City, and here comes Kansas. And so fitting that one of his most impressive games as a Jayhawk came with both parents in the stands, Erica and Alofu, and against the school that is the reason why they even met and why there even is an Ochai. So kind of a special story in that regard.
Cool.
But, you know, not just the dunk, 5 3-point makes as well. He was 2 points off a career high. He had a phenomenal game last night.
It was nice to see a Sylvia DeSosa sighting last night. Good to see that, Brian.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, this is the week, I think, for Silvio, for Christian Brown, a little more Tristan and Aruna. You know, you're taking on two foes that should be sizable wins, let's put it that way. You know, obviously not competition that's not, you know, in line with what KU has been playing with Dayton and Colorado and teams like that. And so, you know, with Silvio before, he'd have such a limited opportunity that if he made a quick mistake, he was right back on the bench next to Coach Self. Mm-hmm. Now, this week, before we go up to Villanova next week, you've got two games where you can play through some adversity, get some extended floor time. And as we've talked about on previous reports, all Coach Self wants him to do is just run the floor, play to his size, and be the type of player that we saw in that Big 12 tournament as a freshman, where, you know, the baskets came because he was just active running up and down the floor, and the guards found him. He didn't try to do too much in taking it upon himself to be something he isn't. And I think we saw some of that last night. Now, he only scored from the free throw line, but he was getting some rebounds. He was hustling, diving after balls, and that's the type of stuff that'll earn you extra minutes and eventually settle you into where those shots start to fall. I think clearly from an offensive standpoint, he's pressing right now, and you can just see it with how hard he's trying, how badly he wants it. But hopefully, returning to the arena where he had his best 3 days as a Jayhawk and maybe getting some of that mojo and familiar surroundings going for him on Saturday night will lead to a type of breakout performance that gets him further minutes going forward. And the same is true with Kansas City kid Christian Brown, who Bill Self has said in practice is their most consistent 3-point shooter. In practice has shown a lot that would warrant additional minutes. But as Coach Self very astutely points out, if you put him on the floor for extended minutes, that means either Ochai or Marcus Garrett or Devon is not on the floor. And they've not had the type of scheduling up to this week where you could afford to do that very often outside of maybe Monmouth. So Hopefully this is the week where guys like that get extended minutes and gain confidence because of it. Because honestly, I mean, really, that's about it. The rest of the way, I mean, you've got at Villanova, who's 20th in the country. Jared Haas has Stanford off to a great start, and that's a road game. And then Big 12 play is here. So it's time to start to see that rotation really take shape. And hopefully for guys like Silvio and Christian, they're making good impressions before the rotation tightens up a bit. Because I think there will be games this season where each of them is counted on to do something. Not lead the team in scoring or anything like that, but step in a pivotal moment due to foul trouble, injury, whatever, and contribute. And hopefully we'll go back and look at that week in mid-December when they got some extended floor time is where they really started to settle in.
You can hear KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self right here tonight at 6 o'clock here on KFH. And then KU and Kansas City in Kansas City tip off at 4 Saturday right here on KFH. Talking to Brian Haney, play-by-play voice of the Hawks. And last night, Brian, from the beginning of the game to the under 8 media timeout, I don't know that you could have scripted a better 12 minutes of play or so. 17-1 run to start the game. It was 23-4 by the 14-minute mark. 40-12 at one point. And they were leading in the rebound advantage by 16 after 12 minutes, and they made 8 three-pointers. Pretty much everything went right, and it was a feel-good game, but even with nobody on the floor, that's hard to predict that you would be up on anybody 40-12 after 12 minutes.
Man, no kidding. And at that point, you know, you're on pace for 130 points, and obviously they settled back in, and of course they didn't have the same energy in the second half, and Coach Self can you know, nitpick about that. But it's hard psychologically to stay turned up when you've just been beating the team like a drum. But part of what made that start so effective was the defense was stifling. I mean, they didn't hit a field goal until 5 minutes in, and obviously they hit a couple of threes after that. But KU was getting one and outs every time down the floor defensively because they were boxing out so well and controlling the boards, like you said. And then threes were falling in bunches. First half versus Colorado on Saturday, we didn't hit a single three. And you look down last night, and we were 7 minutes into the game. They already had 5 threes. And so, you know, 3 from Ochai, 3 from Devon in the first 10 minutes alone. And it felt way different, you know. And this is going to be a streaky shooting team in that regard. I don't think they're going to be as bad of a three-point shooting team as some were worried about in November, because clearly Ochai is coming on now. And last night is proof of what Devon can do there. We knew all along Isaiah Moss would be probably their most consistent three-point threat. But, you know, there's going to be nights where the outside shots aren't falling, and it's good to know in those nights they can feed the big fella, they can get Marcus and Devon to drive the ball downhill and score inside. You know, they beat a top 25 Dayton team who hit 16 threes against them because they won points in the paint by 30. And it wasn't all Doak. It was largely Devon Dotson. So my point is, it's good to know that, like a Swiss Army knife, there's a lot of different ways they can skin this cat. You know, you can bust out several different weapons here, inside, outside, driving the ball, feeding the post, step back threes. That is going to serve you well when you go up against varying styles and marks. And when you run into a day where certain guys aren't shooting it well, the fact that you can go get your points in other ways, I think, needs to be very confidence building for not just the team, but the fan base. And, you know, we're kind of trying to temper our confidence level a little bit, but tell you what, guys, this team has the look of a really special club. And I realize, you know, up until last year, it had been 7 one seeds in an 11-year stretch for Bill Self, so we're used to one seeds. But, you know, if the three-pointers start to fall more consistently, you tell me, what doesn't this team have? Mm-hmm. And obviously injuries can happen. They happened last year. You can have other stuff go on, you know, with the defection of Gerald Vick, but I'll tell you what this team has that last year's team didn't. We did our chemistry. So, to me, you look at the physical gifts this team has, you look at some of the depth at key spots that they have, and then the chemistry on top of it. I don't know, man. I don't want to sound too bullish in mid-December, but those of us that are around the program, you know, with a newfound motivation, with the streak being snapped a year ago and all the other distractions, with these players just wanting to make it about basketball and restore, you know, their status is king of the mountain and that kind of thing, not just in the league, but nationally. We're pretty excited, quite frankly, on what March could look like, hopefully all the way to Atlanta and into April.
Well, absolutely, and why should anything ever change at the University of Kansas? The thing that I liked most about last night was that starting five produced 26 baskets with 21 assists. There was tremendous ball movement. It was a very unselfish game, even in a game where guys could have gone and gotten theirs against an opponent that really was kind of defenseless to stop them. But I thought that there was really good rhythm for the time that those five guys in particular were on the floor. And any time that you share the ball that way with 21 assists on 26 baskets, I think my math's right, you can't ask for anything better. That's great rhythm in your offense.
It is. And that's unselfishness. That's excellent ball movement. And I don't know that you had that a year ago, you know, with certain personnel on the floor. And you do this year. And your Devon, Bill Self, will be constructively critical and say that at times he could be a better passer. And then you look down last night and he has a 9-1 assist to turnover ratio. He's always going to be a score first point guard, but I think he'll become a better distributor as the year goes on, just by sheer nature of what he's good at, the penetrate and pitch, his ability to break you down off the bounce and when help defense slides over, there'll be times where that's where the dump down comes and then we get easy dunks off of it. And I think the rest of these players are all very unselfish. Nobody has that, I got to go get my 20 because I'm trying to win player of the year or be a first round pick. Bill Self's got them to buy in, much like the 08 team, but if you climb high enough at the end of the season, there's enough of the pie to go around individually. And I think watching it last night, watching Ochai make those plays and kind of looking at Greg, and they're both thinking, man, we thought we were going to have at least 3 years of this kid, and if he keeps going like this, it may be a two-and-done type career for Ochai, as good as he's flashing. But, hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Point is, they're playing good team basketball, and when you do that, the individual stuff falls into place on its own, and there's nobody out there striving for me first at all. If anything, the most assertive players are assertive because Bill Self wants them to be, and that would be Devon and Marcus in driving it and Doak in demanding the ball. The fact that Doak's now demanding it more and not worried about getting contact and having to go to the free throw line as much, just playing through it and asking for that ball, that's really encouraging because that tells me that he's – from a confidence and mindset standpoint, really starting to blossom. And when he does that, you know, look out, you could be talking about an All-American center.
I was just getting ready to ask you about him too, Brian. He's turned into a real security blanket for KU. And but 7 out of 7 last night, he actually had a couple of assists, managing for the most part to stay out of foul trouble. He's a guy that can park himself down on the block, and he's kind of a dinosaur. There aren't too many people like him anymore, which I would imagine makes him fairly tough to defend because not too many people are like him.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a dying breed, you know, the true center position, the five man in college basketball. And yet he's a guy that is starting to show a little bit more range on his hook shots, his back-to-the-basket stuff, not just all dunks. And clearly the free throw mechanics have gotten better. The efficiency hasn't, and that remains to be, you know, an up and down thing, and we've talked a lot on the network and a little bit on this show about how it's easier on the road than it is at home because everybody knows his plight at home. Everybody's standing there with their hearts in their throats and making crazy cheers when they go in. That actually kind of messes with his mind a little bit, Bill Self thinks. But, you know, beyond that, we're seeing a guy that has shed, he says, 49 pounds. I don't know how he had 49 pounds to lose if he's still 270.
Yeah.
He certainly wasn't 320 in the offseason, but he says he shed 49. And so we're seeing a more agile, spry, bouncy guy that's now going after blocks, protecting the rim, doing more, but in a controlled sense. When have we had to worry about foul trouble with Doak this year? Hardly at all. And so I think a lot of things are rounding into form for him. And he's, you know, the common expression, you're living your best life. He's his best self right now, and as free throws continue to improve, that's really the last of the Achilles heels for him to shore up. And if he could just get up around 50%, I think Bill Self would feel like they could win with that. So things are rounding into form in the best of ways right now for Udoka Azubuike.
Brian, we all know that polls in the month of December mean about, well, as much as the paper they're printed on, but there's a certain, I guess, prestige factor or good stuff for the fans when your club is ranked number one. Kansas is more than likely going to be number one next week because who hasn't been number one at the top of the polls? But be that as it may, on a broader sense, How much better suited is this team to play with a target on its back? As if they don't anyway, it's KU basketball, but I think you get my sense. Is this a team that's probably a little bit more well-adjusted than maybe even teams over the last couple of years to be number one even this early in the season?
I think so, absolutely. And you know, the only way that doesn't happen is if either A, they lose on Saturday, or B, Ohio State jumps them, which some folks think they could. But Bill Self normally shying away from it and saying, I don't give a flip about the polls. Last night he said, bring it on, we'll take it. That was in his post-game conversation with Greg Gurley. I think he wants his team to have that pressure. Not that he wants to make it harder on them, but he wants to see what they're made of, so that their play can answer your question, Bruce, are they better suited to handle it now? Were they better suited to handle it last year when they were off to the 7-0, 8-0 start before going out to Tempe and losing? Well, think about it. You had with Gerald Vick and Udoka Azubuike right after that game, both, you know, disappear. In Doak's case, he gets hurt before the Iowa State game. But you had the setback in Tempe, and then they never got it back after that because 40% of their starting lineup was gone. Barring any type of unforeseen absence or departure, the personnel, I think, certainly is worthy of the distinction. The chemistry, as I told you earlier, I think will allow this team to sidestep some other potential pitfalls. And what does that leave you? To me, it leaves you a club that is absolutely better suited to handle it for longer. And with the way the schedule sets up, should they get that ranking on Monday, obviously you'd have a top 20 head-to-head in Philadelphia on Saturday where you could quickly give it right back. But if you win that one, maybe they could keep it for a few weeks. Stanford on the road is going to be tough. West Virginia at home after that. But I think Kansas might be in position to have a nice little month-long reign or so if they can sidestep a potential pitfall there at Nova.
KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self is tonight at 6 o'clock right here on KFH. And you can hear Brian and Greg and the KU Jayhawks against Kansas City at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then they have a week off until that Villanova game on the 21st. So we will certainly be listening. And good job last night. Keep up the good work, Brian. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Shane. Thanks, Bruce. Hope you guys are enjoying the holiday season.
You bet.
Big thanks to my friend Matt Sub for sponsoring these reports each and every week on KFH. Wichita's own. Some of the best people you'll ever meet. And if you're looking for holiday gift ideas, how about any mattress, bedroom accessories? Check them out at themattresshub.com. All kinds of local area locations as well, all throughout the state, themattresshub.com. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Even better than a Peloton. All right. Coming up a little later on, the Jayhawks might be in the clear because all four of the previous AP number one teams to lose this season did so on a Tuesday. It happened again last night.
Oh, there you go.
It happened again last night. Number one went down. Texas Tech knocked off Louisville. And someone in a NCAA-sanctioned game scored 100 points last night. We'll tell you who it
was. How about that?
And who he's related to. Who he did it against. All that good stuff. Some more basketball talk when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.